Rashi's Gemara says, "Letame mishkaf tachtoin," to give the man the tumah of a mishkaf tachtoin. Letame mishkaf tachtoin kelyon, like the mishkaf of a tachtoin, like the yelyon. So Rashi says it means like this: she'oisa boyelo, that this man that lives with this girl when she's a nida, so a nida she's tame, she makes the man also moishav the mishkaf. She gives this man the tumah moishav the mishkaf. That means afilu esa mutzois, even if there are 10 cloths between you, still it's metama. No, that's the law of tumas moishav mishkav. If you're lying on top of a bed or anything you're lying on top of, even though there are 10 sheets in between, still you're metama whatever's underneath you. That's tumas moishav mishkav, what you're lying on. Abu Rashi says loyliest avatuma, but the girl now does not make this man to an avatuma. Letama Adam v'kelim, to say that if this man now touches another man, or touches kelim, they should become tummy. Kemishkav shal nida atzma, like the loch of a mishkav of a nida herself. Ela rather letama oichlin, she only makes these things for tumas oichlin or mashkin. That means kel yoynoi shal zav, like somebody that's on top of a zav. That's the loch, whoever's on top of a zav has a tumah, like a rishon tumah. That tumah can be letama oichlin or mashkin. See also, the man that lives with this girl, he only becomes like a Rishon L'tumah to Matama Oichlin Amashkin, but he's not called an Avat Tumah to Matama other people. So that's this Gemara here. The Kol Ponim, if she's a Nida after she's 3 years old, so now if someone lives with her, it's called a Bia with a Nida, so he becomes Tummy now, L'tame Mishkav Tachtoin Kelyon. Whoever's underneath her has the Tumah like somebody that's on top of herself. The Yemnisa is Lekoyin. If she gets married to a Koyin, Oichelas Betruma, she's Ladi Truma. So Rashi says, Kasako, that I would have thought the story, Shenichnasalachupa, the Havmin here is that she made Nisuyin, is Oichelas Betruma. Avabchusum ibas Gilmushona, main chuposa, machelosa, hoyo, vien, biyosabia. That's the Chiddush here. But if the girl is less than 3 years old, even though she could be married midiuraisa, if her father's alive, her father can marry Ruf. But later the husband cannot make nisuyin. You cannot make a chuppah with her. Because the yikah chuppah is sarach biyah, and since she's not fit to have biyah, she's not fit to have nisuyin. So therefore it says here, but once she's 3 years old, now, if the kayin makes nisuyin with her, she can eat truma. And v'yim bo aleh echad mikol aroya shabatayra, mumsam al yada. If any one of the other erevers, not even if she's not married yet, but let's say her brother now lives with her, let's say her father lives with her now, so they're chayiv misa because of her. And once the girl is 3 years old, her body like is fit to have bia, and if one of the Arabs, one of the people that are also lives with her, they're chayiv misa because of that. V'ipatura, but avada, she's pata, because she's a katana, she's not a baranchin. V'yimbo le echad min atzulim, apostle min nakuna. Let's say a guy lives with her, so he makes her into apostle lakuna, she can't get married to a kohen. So what does it say here? Katani, we learned over here, Bia. We say here first that she could get married through Bia. Well, Katani nisays, and then we say that she makes the mice nisuyin. So the chur, you see, even after you marry with Bia, still you have to make nisuyin. You have to make a chuppah to make nisuyin. So Mar says, maybe no. Hochi koma. Here's what the Braisa means to say. E yahani nisuyin the kayaninu, oichelas betruma. If that Bia like was done through a kayin, so true, the first bia makes nisuyin. We're just saying, if that was a bia from a kayin, so now the kayin has nisuyin with them, therefore she could eat truma. But again, it won't be any proof one way or the other, whether bia makes only kedushin, or does the first bia even make nisuyin also. Toshima, come and I'll bring another proof. It says, Ukva sholach Yochanan ben Bagbag, Eitzo Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, that Yochanan ben Bagbag sent to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira l'Netzivan, that he was in Netzivan, saying like this, Shamati Alecha, heard about you, Sha'at Oima, that you say, Arus Abbas Yisrael, if Abbas Yisrael, the daughter of Yisrael, got married to a Kohen, only through Erisin, they only make Kedushin, they did not make Nisuyin yet, you say, Achelos Betruma, she's allowed to eat Truma, and Midiraisa, that's true, Midiraisa, the Torah says, a Kinyan Kasvoi, when the Kohen acquires something, like marrying his wife, then his wife can also eat truma because of him, even though she's a Bat Yisrael. So I heard over you say that even though she only has erisin, it's true that she's allowed to eat truma. So Shochulah, he sent back to him, Like, do you disagree with this? You don't say like this. Like, I understand that you're a person, a great Talmud Chacham, you're a Baki, you know all different parts of the Torah, B'chadre Torah. And Lidrus B'chal V'chayma, that you yourself also know how to make this drosha of a Kal V'chayma. And I'll explain it to you. That to a Kal V'chayma, that we say, Avada Narusa Kuri Truma. Yeah, alright, turn over. And this Kal V'chayma is like this. Iyat Yedeya, Oma Shivcha Kananis. Nadach, if you own a Shivcha Kananis. The locker is shein biyasa machilasa betruma. That if you just have beer with her, you're not koina or shivcha kanan, she can't eat truma. Kaspa machilasa betruma. But if you buy her with kesef or shivcha kanan, then she is allowed to eat truma. Like the pasuk says, the siv kinyan kaspa hu yoichaboy. Any kinyan kaspa that the husband that the koin owns, he can let her eat truma. Yeah, but the kohen just lives with a shivcha kananis. That means nothing. The kinyan alone, that's no kinyan. Therefore, she can't eat truma. So by shivcha kananis, bia means nothing. But through kesev, she could eat truma. Say so, zu. If you marry your wife, zu should be yosam echalosam a truma. That Rashi says the havminer is the biyosam nesuyin. The havminer means to say is if you make bia with your wife. So that alone makes nisuyin right away. So when you make viya with your wife, that viya lets your wife eat truma. If you're a kayin, is einadin, isn't it a svara, sher kaspa machilosa betruma? That if you make kedushin with your wife just through kesef, she should also be able to eat truma. That's his kal v'chayma. Madduch, when the kayin takes the shivcha kananis and lives with her, it means nothing. It's not his kinyan. She can't eat truma. But when he buys us with money, money lets her eat truma. Since so, when a kohen marries his wife through bia, that the havminer is now that bia makes nisuyin, that for sure she's able to eat truma through the nisuyin, isn't it for sure a kal v'chayma that if you only marry your wife through kinyan kesef to make a kedushin, that for sure also she should be able to eat truma. Avo ma esa, but what can I do? Shereyomru chachomim. As even though this kal v'chayma is a svarim in the Yeraisa to say that a kohen's wife and arusa could eat truma, but with the rabbanon though she can't. Like, what can I do that the rabbanon already said? Ein arusa bas yisro lechelos betruma. No, an arusa bas yisro, the loch is, she's not allowed to eat truma. Ache dekones bechupa. Until they have a chupa. That's what they say. It's only with the rabbanon though, but with the raisa though, she is allowed to eat truma. Now, hechi dami, what are we talking about over here? What kind of kal v'chayma did he make? Hechi dami. If we're talking about now a bia, which is through chupa, which means a bia, la'acha chupa, so, of a kesef, shayide chupa, the same thing you want to say kesef also through a chupa, so, but tavayu mechlo ochlo, havadra in both cases, she could eat. Like, what are you saying, one more than the other? So Rashi says, like, hey, kedama diyal of kesef me bia. He named a bia. That in the case where you made kesef kedushin and then you took her into a chuppah, that she could eat truma. Skumarias avada. What's the chiddush? In both cases, you made nisuyin. That's a pasuk midiraisa. Everybody knows that. That if you marry your wife, she's allowed to eat truma. So only a question is an arusa enough, or do you have to have nisuyin? But if you tell me that we're talking about that you made kesef kedushin and then you made a chuppah with her, pshita she could eat truma. For that alone, we don't need a kal v'chayma. V'yela, so rather, doesn't the kal v'chayma mean like this? V'yela v'biya shayidei chuppah. Biya means that they made, Rashi says, because yalav minei kesef shayidei chuppah. That biya was with the chuppah, but for kesef, the kinyan kesef, you mean shayidei chuppah. Says so, how can you learn that one from the other then? How can you learn that one from the other? If you want to tell me by bia means that you make a chuppah afterwards, that's why she could eat truma. So how could you learn out the kinyan kesef by itself that only makes kedushin? So how could you learn out one from the other? So Ella, isn't he talking about like this? Ella lav bia shloi ayde chuppah. The kal v'chaymer is when the kohen married his wife with just bia. He didn't make chuppah. He only made bi, he only lived with her. And now we want to have a kavu chayimah to the kesev shloi aydei chuppah. That the same malacha should be when the kohen marries his wife by kesef. That just like when the kohen marries his wife through bia. You're telling me now that she's allowed to eat truma. So the same halacha should be with the kavu chayimah. If he marries his wife through kesef, she should be able to eat a truma. So the question is, how do we know this? How do we know that through bi alone she could eat truma? See, Yarmud, if you're going to tell me bishleima that nisuya noisa, if you're going to tell me very good that the halacha is when the kohen first makes bia with his wife, when he marries her through bia, the halacha of bia is not only kedushin, but it also makes nisuyin right away. Nisuya noisai so mishamachi. Therefore, it's very good wife shitalei. That's why he says for sure that in the case when the kohen marries his wife through bia, she is allowed to eat truma. That's why he knows in Svara that Avada Biyah is stronger than Kesef. Because Biyah does not only make Kedushin, Biyah even makes Nesuyin. So therefore he has the Kal V'chaima. Maduch Biyah, that for sure lets his wife eat Truma. And still Biyah is not Koina by Shivcha Kananis. So Kenyan Kesef, which is Koina by Shivcha Kananis, for sure should let his wife also eat Truma. But Eli Yamrit, if you're going to tell me, Eli Yamrit, Kedushin oisa, that no bia only makes kedushin and not mua, maishin ochadim shitalei, or maishin ochadim asafkalei. If bia only makes kedushin, so if you tell me now kedushin, she can eat truma, so why do you say more about bia than about kesef? They're both the exact same madrega. They both only make kedushin, so what do you need a kabuchayma for? Just like bia only makes kedushin and she can eat, so in svara without a kabuchayma, who are then kesef also? Like, why is bia any better than kesef? So this should be a proof that Bia even makes Nisuyin. Tomorrow says no. Omer of Nachum by Yitzchak, Li'erlam really, Emloch, I'll tell you, the Bia Shai De Chupa. We're talking about here that true, they made a Bia, then they made a Chupa. But the Kesev Shloya De Chupa. They're making a Kalva Chayma now, so if you stop marrying your wife through Kesev, she also eats Truma. Ah, you the Karma, that did you ask? If so, how could you make a Kalva Chayma? Hochetarti. You know why by Bia she could eat Truma? Because she have two things, she have Bia and you have Chupa. Here you only have one thing, you only have kesef. So Gemara says, Kal v'chayma miyu isa. But even so, I can look at Kal v'chayma. The Kal v'chayma is that madzuch kesef by itself is koina by a shivcha kananis that she's lari truma. So if so, if by kedushin, that bia does something, even though bia needs nesuyin also, but since bia does something, for sure, kesef by itself should also enable her to eat truma. That's all the Kal v'chayimah. V'ochi sholcha, this is the way he sent to him. V'ma shivcha kananis, shein biyasa mechalasa b'truma. If the kohen lives with the shivcha kananis, it means nothing. That's not a kinyan letteri truma. Afilu ayidei chuppah. Even if he makes a chuppah with her also, but that means nothing. You can't marry a shivcha kananis. Still kaspa machilasa b'loi chuppah if you buy a shivcha kananis with money, even without a chuppah. She's allowed to eat truma. If so, zu your own wife. She be yosem echalosem truma de chupa. In the case when you make a kinyan kedushin with your wife through bia, and then you make a chupa, for sure she can eat truma. Is ain't a din? Isn't it a svara? She kaspel machilosem truma v'le chupa. That if you start marrying your wife with a kinyan kedushin of money alone, that should also enable her to eat truma. But that's all svara with the Raisa. But he ended off. So what can I do? The Rabbanon say, "Ain arusa basis v'lachalas betruma." Atche tikones lechupa, and the reason is mishum deula, because of ula's gezera that we had before. Shem yimozgo loy kois beisavia v'tishka. That maybe she'll feed her father and a brother with the truma. And now the Gemara says, "Well, Beng Bag, what does Beng Bag argue? Kabe shivcha kananis l'shay b'kinyana. Buy a shivcha when you buy, even though through money you don't leave over anything. Hocha shay b'kinyana. But thereby your wife, since you only made kedushin, not nesuin, is called a shi, leaving over. Therefore, she cannot eat truma yet. There, you're kind of completely. But hocha, here we only make bia with your wife or kedushin with your wife. I tell you, shay b'kinyana, you didn't make a complete kinyan yet." You didn't make Nisuyin yet, so she's not yours completely. Maybe that's why she cannot eat Truma. Because he holds the Kal v'chayim is no good. Ravina says, no, I tell you, midiraisa mifshafshitalei. I tell you, midiraisa could be everybody agrees. The Yochla, that Avadi, your wife, even though we have to Kedushin alone, should be able to eat Truma. It's only a shalom to the Rabbanins. This is what he sent him. Shemat Yelech heard about you. Shah Toima, that you say, Arus Rabat Yisrael Lechalas Betruma. That even with Rabbanan you say, if a Kayin marries his wife with Kedushin alone, she's Lari Truma. But like Yashla Sinfum, you're not afraid that maybe later the husband will find a mum upon his wife when they have Bia later, and I'll have Charotla Bia Mekach Tois, and like the Kedushin will be Batol, and then the Truma Sheik was the Issa. You're not afraid about that. Sholakli said back to him, the Yata and you, Yata in the Ken, don't you say like this? I know about you. You're big time chacham. Don't you know a mashik with Kenan is? You see, when you buy a ship with Kenan is, even though you just buy it with money, we're not afraid to say maybe later you'll find a tremendous mum, some a blemish in a body that you'll have charot to your border should be a mekach tois. So zoo here by your wife. And shouldn't be afraid of this svara. Maybe she'll have a bal mum. But my master, what can I do? No, Harus is about so ain't a chalas betruma.